Welcome to show 8 of the Cloth Diaper Podcast. Today I am talking with the mama behind Fluff Bum Love about her cloth diaper wash routine and her small business. The Cloth Diaper Podcast, a weekly podcast dedicated to everything cloth diaper. Join us for interviews with brands, retailers, and mamas from around the world. Survived another episode of the Cloth Diaper Podcast. I have to admit, I'm feeling very frustrated with this whole process. I didn't realize that podcasting might have so many challenges. I should have, because mics and volumes is definitely a recipe for disaster. My name is Bailey. I'm your host of the Cloth Diaper Podcast. I'm a mama and blogger at simplymombailey.com as well as Cloth Diaper Podcast. I have two young kids and I've been cloth diapering for 3 years now. I'm based out of Northern British Columbia, Prince George, and I love cloth diapers. I love them so much that I'm trying to figure out what to do with my life when we potty train. And that's what this podcast is. So every week I bring on guests and I talk to them about their cloth diaper experience, their small business, or whatever else they have to offer to the cloth diaper conversation. This week in the cloth diaper world, I can't say much has happened. Nope, nothing comes to mind. I think we had a few new cloth diaper print releases. Mother Ease released 4 limited edition prints, and then we saw Easy Peasies release a unicorn print and a few other ideas. I think that's about it. You can hear my children in the background because I'm trying to record this introduction while they're still home. I forgot to do this while they were at daycare yesterday, and because the podcast comes out on Fridays, let's get it done. Today's guest is from Fluff Bum Love. She is a mama, an entrepreneur, and she makes the cutest little fluff pants. You can find her on Instagram at Fluff Bum Love. And I will share all those notes in the podcast show notes, which again, www.clothdiaperpodcast.com. Don't forget to also join in the conversation at Cloth Diaper Addicts, our new Facebook group, for everything related to cloth diapering, motherhood, and anything else. So I'll see you online, and here's the show.
Your baby went down to sleep okay?
Yep.
You got an easy one. My kids take like, I swear, hours. I don't even know
why. Yeah, it's because she's been awake since like 5:30 this morning, so it's 1 o'clock my time. She's due for it.
Oh, you have an early riser too. I'm sorry.
No, it's one of those, they go to bed, it doesn't matter what time, but they're up at the crack of dawn regardless, so.
Yes, so the best you can do is just get them to bed early. Yeah.
Yep, we go to bed at 6:30 at our house.
Nice. That means that hopefully you have some time to yourself afterwards, right?
Theoretically, yep.
Theoretically. All right. So I have a few questions, and then we're going to talk about your wash routine today. And I think we're going to talk about your business, if you don't mind.
I'm okay with that, yeah.
All right. So give me an introduction. Who are you?
My name is Kylie. I am an almost all the way stay-at-home mom. Sorry. I work one day out of the home as a surgical nurse, and then fell in love with cloth diapering with my first kid back in like 2013. Fluff Bum Love was kind of inspired through that. Where I live, I don't know anybody that does cloth diapering, and so I drove to our nearest cloth diaper friendly store, which is like almost an hour and a half away from where I live, and I was very disappointed and what they had to offer, and especially the cost of everything. So that's when I started kind of making my own pants and stuff that would accommodate the nice fluffy cloth diapers.
So how many kids do you have?
I have 2.
And where are you located?
I'm in the United States in Utah.
Okay. So central.
Yep.
Central. I went to school in Missouri, so I do know a little American geography.
Very good. Where are you at?
I'm in Northern British Columbia right now.
Oh, pretty. I would say right now, would you go elsewhere seasonal or?
My family's from Vancouver, so I do spend a lot of time there, but I had like trying to convince my husband to move. It's not working very well.
Is he from?
He's from Prince George.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's where you're currently at, correct?
Yeah. And it's hard to move. Like the concept of moving, even like trying to prep the house to move, is like overwhelming.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. And you work one day a week. That's got to be like a nice little balance, right? Like you get.
I love it. It makes me realize how much I love and miss my kids when I'm away from them. But I go crazy staying at home full time, to be completely honest. So.
Well, and to be a surgical nurse, it sounds like you've done a lot of training then. Like.
Yeah. Yep.
So you were saying that you only wash your diapers once a week.
Once a week, yeah.
And I just got off the phone. So for show 7's episode with a mama who washes her diapers every day. So tell me, how do you make once a week work?
So obviously,
she had a small machine. That was
yes. So several reasons why I do it. I am a hoarder of cloth diapers. I have a problem turning them down. And then obviously sewing my own as I've accumulated probably way more than I need. So I have enough actually to get me through like 8-9 days in all reality between wool and flats and pre-folds and then just regular pockets. Or those are my main ones. So obviously laundry, I've got a washer and a dryer that are both large load capacity. So I can fit all of that into just one load.
Holy moly. That's, yeah. That's a lot of diapers and a it's big wonderful. Machine.
If I had to break it up, you know, and do multiple washes, then I probably would wash twice a week or more frequently, but I've got a large capacity washer and dryer. So it just works out nicely for me that way.
Nice. So then what do you use for detergent? Do you do anything special during the week?
I am a Tide person for detergent. Although I tried Homemade and I did exclusively Homemade with my first kid. I did find about 9 months and I had to strip them. They started getting that funky barnyard.
Oh yeah. Poopy smell.
Yep. And with baby number two, I've been doing Tide. She's been in cloth for almost a year and a half and they've never stunk.
Nice. So that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. I don't know if it's luck or what, but it's going well. So my biggest thing obviously is having a wet pail that is big enough to accommodate that many diapers. So what I've done is can you see me?
Kind of, but our listeners won't be able to see you.
Oh, I didn't think about that. There you go. I have like a 13-gallon garbage pail. Holy and then God. I line it with a large wet bag inside of that. Before I started washing once a week, I would just throw my dirty diapers, like right changing from baby's bum. I'd spray off, you know, any bowel movements and I'd just throw everything right in there. However, when you account for the amount of urine and everything else at the end of a week, it is, becomes a very, very heavy, heavy bag really quickly. And my basement is down 2 flights of stairs from where my baby's room is. So I didn't enjoy dragging a 50-pound bag of soiled diapers down the stairs. So what I've come up with that has worked for me is I'll spray off any solid. Sometimes I'll just gently rinse out any inserts if they are completely saturated in urine or just kind of wring them out. And then I hang them up to dry. So I have an adapter rod in my shower or my kid's bathroom where I hang them up. And then the following morning, once everything's dry, I'll take them all down and then I kind of neatly stack them on top of one another, if that makes sense.
It does.
Just so that I can cram more into my diaper pile.
That's a really good strategy. Yeah. When I go camping, I dry out my diapers when I'm camping. So I
can cuts down on smell, cuts down on weight, and then I feel like I can pack more into the soiled hamper. That way.
Yeah, and it probably helps with the washing too. I think sometimes like when they dry out, they don't saturate.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I haven't noticed much of a difference. No.
So what do you do when you put them in your machine? So do you do a 2-cycle system?
A 2-cycle. The first one, I just do a cold water wash with a cold water rinse and then a normal amount of laundry detergent from that. And I just run it on a normal cycle. And then the second one, I do it on a warm water wash with a cold water rinse. And I do it for the longest cycle that my machine does.
Okay, cool. I hope that helps some listeners out there who are wondering. After listening to Gabrielle, who says she washed every day.
Yes.
You can go. That's rough. She said she can only fit 15 diapers in her little apartment size machine. That's part of the problem. So having a large load helps. And that's what I've always wondered when you meet people on the internet. They don't always say, well, I've got a massive machine.
Yes. Yep. I've got a big machine. And
I can fit about 4 to 5 days in my machine. So
pretty impressive. And then honestly, as baby obviously gets older and is soiling fewer diapers a day, you might be able to stretch that to 5 to 6 days.
Yeah.
And continue to kind of push it that way.
I should experiment with that.
Yeah. And then obviously depending on what you're washing, if you're doing a whole bunch of flats, I feel like flats don't take up as much of room as pocket diapers, or I feel like all-in-ones take up the most amount of room in a wash. So kind of depends on what you're using. Obviously, I'm typically just a pocket diaper user.
That was my question. So what's your stash? You just have pockets and microfiber? Pockets and flats?
Pockets. I have microfiber. I have hemp. I have some of mine that I sell in my Etsy shop. Mostly a flour sack towel. Some of them have wool that is machine washable. It's an interlock wool. Wool just holds a ton of fluid, which is awesome for nighttime.
So you sell interlock wool liners on your website?
I don't currently sell interlock wool. I sell wool covers and long and soakers.
So where do you get your interlock wool soakers?
I made them from my scrap wool that I've had left over.
I've heard amazing things about wool as an insert, and it's been something I've wanted to try, but I haven't. So maybe I should just get down to Valley Village and get crafting.
Yeah, buy some. And that's the beautiful thing about making your own inserts is, obviously, if you're selling them retail, they need to be pretty looking. But when I started out, it was just, I started sewing for me and me only, and joined a Facebook group and had somebody just randomly ask, because I posted a picture, if I sold product. And that's kind of what got my wheels turning and kind of gave me that push to sell some products that way.
So that's, why don't we use that to segue into what Fluff Bum Love is. So what you got started because you saw an emptiness in the market and then people were encouraging you to keep going?
Yep. I've, like I said, had other moms contact me that were asking if I was willing to sell my products. And at the time I wasn't even considering it necessarily per se. I was just sewing to suit my cloth diaper needs. Like I said, I didn't know any other mothers that cloth diaper or who wasn't completely disgusted and turned off by the fact that, you know, how dare you cloth diaper type of a situation. So yeah, it started out, somebody on a Facebook group asked me if I would sell a pair, and I did, and they told their friend, and it just kind of snowballed from there. So mostly right now I'm focusing on harem pants, which are super stretchy. They're unique. They have a four-way crotch gusset in them, and so it does allow for that extra flex to go over the cloth diaper so that the diapers aren't hanging out of the top of the back of their pants.
That's been a look that my daughter's been rocking all year, is diaper hanging out of her pants. I don't remember this being an issue with my son, and I think it's just girl pants is part of my problem.
I will say, I don't know, both of my kids are girls, but I rarely can find a store-bought pair of pants that actually goes over the diaper. Unless you're buying two or three sizes too big and then rolling up the bottom cuffs, you know, to accommodate for the extra width.
With my first, I could do that. He was like a massive child, so it was never an issue. But with Anna, it's like, why is there always this weird like butt bulge in the back with your pants?
Yep.
Such a strange child. I know I was sneaking looking at all your heirloom pants. They were pretty cute. Yes. And you make diapers.
Yep, we love them. And they're so, so soft.
They are. Yeah. All right, as I scroll, I should stop scrolling while I'm talking to you. So you hand make all of your products?
Yes, I do.
In your house?
In my house, in my toy room.
In your toy room, how do you find the time to do it?
Kids play and mom sews. That's just what we do.
That's what you do. And it works nicely, eh?
It works, yeah. Can't complain.
I find that my kids are pretty well behaved when I'm actually doing something versus just not doing anything. Like they're really good players.
Yeah, I would say it probably takes me longer to make them when I should, because, you know, you're occasionally taking the crayon so that the walls aren't getting colored up, but that's the beauty of being able to stay at home with kids. So you get to enjoy that time with them.
So what distinguishes Fluff Bum Love over, say, a competitor? What would make you special?
Our fabric, like I said, it's got the four-way stretch. And because of they've got the cuffed ankle and waistbands, is they will grow with your baby. So my daughter currently, she's almost 2 years old, but she's been wearing the same pair of hair and pants since she was 9 months old. She's growing, you know, at a beautiful rate. So it's not stunt growth or anything like that, but because they do allow for the stretch and then the harem style, is they will grow along with your baby. So one pair can last you well over a year.
Hey, that's not bad. And that's really great for like consumerism, less stuff. That's awesome.
Less stuff. Yep.
I could go for less stuff in my life. What's been the biggest challenge with running Fluff Bum Love?
Scheduling around kids. If somebody orders, you know, 10 pairs of pants, trying to sew those up, because I don't have anything stocked. I keep my fabric on stock, but I make everything as to order. That way, occasionally I will get patients, I'm not a nurse right now. I'll get customers who say, hey, I have a really skinny kid and they want something custom made, and I'm more than happy to do specific tailoring. But for that purpose, I try not to make a whole lot ahead of time.
Fair enough.
Just sewing and trying to get, you know, orders out within, once an order's placed, I have a 2 to 3 day turnaround of actual product shipment to my customers.
Hey, that's not bad. And just making sure you find the time to do that is challenging as a mom, hey?
Yep.
Yeah. So you, why did you even start cloth diapering to begin with?
It started out as a, I don't want to pay Huggies a small fortune.
That's fair.
And then I turned into, oh, my baby actually has sensitive skin. And so now we're, you know, putting less on our skin this way. And then, oh, I like the fact I'm not contributing to landfill. And it's just slowly kind of snowballed into all of these reasons why I love it. And every, you know, additional reason fuels more fire to my passion about loving cloth diaper and wanting to spread the joy and just the awareness of it. I think so many people are scared of it because they think of the old rubber pants, you know, that their grandmothers used. But there's so many neat products today.
So what
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, so what do you think then is the biggest challenge for the cloth diapering community as a whole?
For the cloth diapering, I think just the public image of cloth diapering, that people are grossed out thinking that you're swishing diapers in the toilet, which yes, some still do.
I do.
I have a spray palette and I absolutely adore it. But people are grossed out by it. But the thing that's funny is you put your kid in disposables and they're having blowout, and then you're dealing with poop that way. It's one of those things, you're a parent, you're going to deal with bodily fluids that aren't yours and you love it. And the laundry, yes, it's an extra load or two a week, or in some cases, you know, a load a day. But I actually find that the laundry is literally the only laundry that I don't loathe doing. I hate doing all other laundry, but I enjoy everything about cloth diapering laundry, the smell of it, the feel of it. I know it's strange, but I totally pull my laundry out and I sniff my diapers every time and it doesn't get old.
You know what, the cloth diaper laundry part is definitely the easiest because yeah, the machine does it all for you.
Yep, you push a few buttons and it's done. You go do something for an hour and come back and it's there.
I always hate when people say it's disgusting, because I'm like, have you not had children yet?
Yeah, like I said, it's part of being a parent. You're dealing with poop, whether you're in cloth or disposables. Yes, it's a little bit different, but it's going to get on you at some point.
My oldest is now potty trained for the most part, but he has a bedtime accident now every 10 days yeah, to 2 weeks. So like it happens.
Yeah.
So like I'm still dealing with pee all the time, I feel like. Right. Washing pee sheets and pee pajamas. Like it just, that's just the, whether or not we had been disposable or cloth diaper, it would be part of our history.
Comes with territory of parenting.
It does. It does. Do you have a pet peeve with cloth diapering? I don't know why this question. Seems like a weird question.
I'm trying to think of a pet peeve. Honestly, I love everything about it. Like I said, I'm a little bit of a self-proclaimed addict.
Self-proclaimed addict. Yeah. So how do you spread your love of cloth diapering?
So social media, I'm trying to just raise awareness. I've tried with the harem pants to, you know, include hashtags of just babies, because they do look super cute on disposable.
Yeah.
Bums as well. But just kind of spread that awareness of, oh, cloth diapering. My friends, obviously, I've actually had a friend that's said that she might be interested, which, you know, deep inside I'm trying not to like scream and freak out because I'm so happy. But
it's like trying to find a balance about how to welcome them in but not terrify them and right, scare them.
Yeah, so I think just getting the word out, like I said, I feel like there's a lot of misunderstandings and old school concepts, which some people do that way, and if you can get away with it, great, but it's not as hard and as daunting as what people make it out to be.
No, cloth diapering is super easy.
Yeah.
And super simple.
Yep.
And just good. We're going to keep show 8 super sweet and super short, because the rest of my interview with Kylie was about wool. Kylie can be found at FluffBumLove on Instagram and Etsy. I will share her links to where you can buy her cute Harlem pants and all of her other amazing products in the show notes. That will be at www.clothdiaperpodcast.com.
You can follow the Cloth Diaper Podcast on Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, and don't forget to sign up for our email at clothdiaperpodcast.com. Next week, we will be talking with Lauren from Bum Bum Lovies. I think I've got the name wrong. Anyways, we are talking about Mama Koala as well as her newest adventure into designing her own cloth diaper. We'll be talking about cheapies and high-end diapers and everything else in between. And then the week after that, I will publish my wool episode. If you would love to talk to me about anything cloth diaper, whether or not you've got an addiction, you run a store, you're a brand, you're a retailer, just give me a shout. Email me at bailey@clothdiaperpodcast.com. We can make it happen. I am going away for a couple weeks, but I will be scheduling podcasts for October soon, and I can't wait to see what you have to suggest. Also, yeah, suggestions. If there's somebody you want me to talk to, if there's a topic you want talked about, send me an email and I will make it happen. I'll see you on the web. Don't forget to join Cloth Diaper Addicts on Facebook. Bye.